There's a couple things I was going to share in the last part of this, but I totally forgot. But yeah, basically, so I'm driving to work. I'm driving to go pick up Elijah right now. So we can start doing gutters. But anyways, I've got like 10 minutes. And I want to talk about this. There was a lady, so I really feel like God's put it on my heart to record this stuff. Like it's important. Like I really don't keep a journal. That's kind of in part of, I guess, what this is to document testimonies. So there was a lady, this was on Wednesday, it's Friday today, and basically just got to pray for this lady. She had fallen and broken her leg. That's part of what we're doing with the gutters and putting the gutters up, is to avoid ice in that area around her house. So hopefully she does not fall and break another leg. But I asked her before I left if I could pray for her. That lady reminded me a ton of my grandma. She was just a smoking, hanging out in the house lady, you know, this old lady. And it was just kind of funny. She reminded me so much of my grandma. But before I left, you know, got the deal set up. We're like, okay, we'll come next Friday, do your gutters. And I give her the paper. And I'm like, hey, could I pray for you, for your body, for any pain in your body? And she said, sure. And she's kind of a tough lady. Like, she was a business owner lady. She did upholstery stuff, putting upholstery on boats and different things. And I think I said that right. But anyway, so she's kind of a tough old lady. And she said, yeah. So I just prayed for her quick. And I was like, God bless you, ma'am. You know, I'll see you. I'll see you on Friday or whenever we're going to go do the gutters. And so I'm excited to see what's going to happen. And I want to keep doing that way. Because sometimes I'll wait to pray, which the whole time I knew was not from God, you know. And it's not like there's a pressure to go pray for people. It's not like there's this crazy pressure to perform or anything like that. It's not coming from that place. And can we go that way? Totally we can go that way. But man, when we're seeking Him, when we're in His presence, when we're letting Him lead us, when we're spending time with Him in the secret place, and that's how we're being filled up, then it's the pressure's not there. And yeah, I think that's as far as I'll go with that. So anyways, there was that lady, got to pray for her, didn't see anything change instantly in that moment. It was just good. And then there was a guy later on. This guy, I feel like I'll know this guy for a while. This was interesting. So I go to do his gutters, and he was in a thing in the military where they killed a lot of people. He's only in his 40s, right? We started talking a bunch. When I first showed up, I'm like, this guy's messed up. This guy's like really high right now, you know? And it seemed like prescription drugs, you know? It didn't seem like he was drunk. He didn't smell like alcohol. But I'm like, I think he's super high right now on prescription drugs. That's just how I felt right away. I mean, it's just what he looked like and how he was talking. He was slurring. And it took us like over an hour to figure out his gutter stuff, which we honestly, I could have been in and out of there in 5 minutes. But he was so disoriented and all over the place. And he's got kids. He's got two kids running around, you know, like everything was normal except for him. And it was just bizarre, dude. So I was talking with him for like an hour, and he looked at my knuckles like halfway through this when he sat down at the table, at his kitchen table. And and he's like, what's that? Tell me about that. He was just so blunt, you know. I think it was because he was really high. And I was like, yeah, man, like I love Jesus, dude. Like fire, like the holy fire, just because I have holy fire tattooed on my knuckles, right? And I'm like, man, it just, you know, it represents the presence of God, like in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, you know, baptized by the Holy Spirit in fire. So it's like Him living in us, right? So it's like His presence is in me. I'm in Him. He's in me. And it just represents unity with God, I think, and the power and love of God. And I think that just all I said really quick. And he's like, right on. He's like, amen. And he goes and grabs his Bible, and he's got a marked up Bible with bookmarks. And I'm like, what, you know? I'm like, this guy's super high right now. How does he have a marked up Bible? And So we keep talking and whatever. And then I was just waiting through the whole thing because he's talking about God and he's talking about different stuff. And I didn't really know what to say or how to. I'm like, God, how do I love this guy? What's something I could say right now that's going to change his life? You know, and those are God things. Like, God gives us those words. And I just, I felt so bad for this guy and for his kids. And I'm like, I don't even know how he has his kids. Like, he shouldn't be allowed to have his kids, I don't think. I mean, he's functioning, but he's like a zombie robot. Like, it's crazy. And so before I left, I was like, man, do you have community? Because I was just waiting most of that time. I'm like, do you have community? Do you have godly church community? Or do you have other veterans and people that you meet with and talk with regularly? And he started to give me references of Bible studies. I was like, no, no, man, like, that ain't it. That's not what I was. I'm like, I'm asking, do you have that in your life? Because it's so valuable. And you said you've only lived here a couple years. And I'm just wondering, do you have other people you're doing life with? Because he told me he came out of addiction as well from alcohol. But he's obviously extremely intoxicated right in front of me. You know, so he might think that he got free from that. But he's very aware of his drug problem, you know. There's no way that he's not. And he's like, well, yeah, he's like, I do have this thing and this thing. And he's like, I'm working on it. He's like, it's been really challenging. And I was like, well, man, I'm just, you know, when I think about you and when I'm praying for you, that's what I'm going to be praying for is, you know, you're led by God in being around those people, you know, whether it's other veterans that have come out of addiction stuff, whether it's different church things, whatever, you know. And it was just really good. And it was like, have a nice day. And that was it. I didn't pray for him or anything like that. I didn't feel like I should. But that was interesting because I felt like God told me, he's like, Jordan, you're going to know this guy for a while. And that's cool. That's cool when that happens, man. Yeah. So it was just good. I wanted to share both those. This morning, I got up a little bit earlier and made breakfast and just kind of spent some time with the Lord. And I was reading through 2 Peter. And this is something I'd never noticed in there before. I love 2 Peter. When I think of 2 Peter, sometimes I forget which one it's in, but it is 2 Peter. It's this part where he talks about becoming partakers in his divine nature, in the divine nature of God, you know. And before that, he talks about escaping the world's corruption caused by evil desires. So literally living a life free from sin, no longer a slave to sin, a slave to righteousness, right? Like he talks about in Romans 6. And then a little bit later in that first chapter of 2 Peter, he talks about if you do these things, you'll never stumble. And it's crazy, man. And after that, he says, you know, if you do these things, you'll never stumble and you'll actually live a life leading others away from sin. Like that's the life God has for us to live. Is a life that leads others away from sin. If somebody followed you around with a camera all day, they'd get saved. They'd fall deeper in love with Jesus. They wouldn't be tempted into sin. Like, yeah. I know the camera thing is kind of weird. I think about that, though. I'm like, if somebody was with me right now, somebody was watching my life, would they be led closer to God or would they be led away? Because I want my life when nobody's looking to look like Jesus. Whether I'm with people or not with people, whether I'm in church or out of church. And I think that's what he wants for all of us. And we can so live that way. So yeah, Elijah's coming down here. So we're going to go and start putting up some gutters. So God bless you guys.